Blog Talk Radio.
They call a black boy stupid and the white boy loved it. White boy corporate, black boy hustling. White boys are honest, black boys you shouldn't trust them. White boy got his wish, black boys they give us nothing. Black boy got it hard, white boy think he God. White boy got nigga jokes, but that's where the line is drawn. Ha ha ha. White boy snitch, black boy ain't involved. Black boy live in the ghetto, white boy live a facade. Black boy rapper, him got swagger in his chain hang. White boy love his kids and faithful to his main thing. Black boy.
70 Caucasian women with actress Rose McGowan all cry out, and of course, America responds. Welcome to Rogue Nation Radio on the African American Talk Radio Show. On Truth Network, I am your host, Charlie Rogue of Rogue Nation Radio, and let me bring in my panel with me. I have Shantae and Ike Jr. Jr. with me this evening. What it do?
What's going on?
Can you hear me, Shantae? I can't tell. I'll just keep going until they get on the line. So, Harvey Weinstein. This man has officially surpassed Bill Cosby with the number of female accusers coming out stating that he has sexually harassed them. Is it just me? Did y'all see it? I joined it.
I've seen it.
So, if anybody hasn't heard, media mogul Harvey Weinstein plans to sue the New York Times for up to a reported $50 million after a Thursday paper claimed that he sexually harassed actresses and female staffers for decades. Weinstein's attorney calls the stories false and defamatory. So, I just want to know, are we going to drag him like we drug Bill Cosby? Anybody? Nobody?
I mean, it doesn't make sense, the whole thing, but I think it's always worse than when you're black. I mean, and they're dragging him through the mud. The only difference is with Bill Cosby is I think Bill Cosby was a more well-known star than Harvey Weinstein. Harvey Weinstein was basically behind the scenes. Bill Cosby grew up in everybody's house, so everybody recognized that face. In order to basically go after somebody, you got to be able to put a face with it. And because Harvey Weinstein was behind the scenes, I think that has something to do with it. But whenever white people come out and start screaming, everybody's going to listen to just the fact.
Hey, y'all really? Can hear me now?
Hey, good evening, Sean.
Hey.
How you doing?
I'm good, good,
sorry,
good.
Evening.
But you got cricket?
What? Oh, no. I got Sprint,
yeah,
and
yeah,
they're about to get a call today.
No, I think you got
both. My bill too high, maybe.
Now you still got Nextel? You got Nextel?
Chirp.
Yeah.
No,
so,
all these people
Harvey,
coming
Harvey
out the woodwork.
What'd you say?
I said all these ladies coming out the woodwork now. Which,
honey, we up to 70.
I'm all like, you know, but then I'm all like. In that field, and you almost be forced to stay silent. And now it's like, okay, is out? Oh, all
right.
I believe see, every single one of them.
And see, but that's my point, though. It was a lot of these women who said they got raped or got fondled or whatnot still work with him. They was like five movies in and never said nothing or never like, I'm not a woman, so I don't want to speak for women or say nothing. But my whole thing is that I don't know how you just sit there and keep working with somebody that basically makes you sick to your stomach. I mean, like, you're five movies in, and this has been going on for 20 years, and you still working with him. Is fame that important, though, is my point. Is it that important to be famous?
I've only seen one black person or person of color, and that was Lupita. And then he's going to try to come out.
Fast.
He's trying. He's gonna try to come out and act and make it seem like she's too ugly.
He was like, he was insulted.
Right. And then we got actress Rose McGowan. Did you see her? Why is she standing up at the inaugural women's convention with her white fist up? And like, is it me? Like, she's speaking out for all women, and now everybody is upset. Like, they like,
yeah.
Really?
I don't think it's about the fame. I think it's about the livelihood. Think about, and like you say, you can't really speak about for all women. Think about women that aren't in Hollywood. They have to deal with that kind of sexist behavior all of the time. And we got to suffer through it, put another notch on the belt, and keep going in order for us to pursue what we need to pursue. If we stop every single time, no woman would be as far as they are because there's so many sexist men that always try to block that stuff. We have to endure that stuff, and it's so hard to say something about it because it's goddamn.
I also look at the point to where, like, if maybe if somebody would have spoke up before, it wouldn't have been as many women that got tortured.
And that was my beef. My thing. I'm like, you know what, it's way too many high-profile women. Not to say that this don't happen every day because we know it does. Not to say that we don't get shut down because I understand that. But it's too many high-profile women that could have said something. And y'all, like I tweeted, I'm like, one of y'all could have stopped the damn rape or two, okay? Like, this is ridiculous.
And there's
so much behind the scenes either. Like,
he was the number one producer and number one funder, but
I thought you said number one fondler.
No pun intended. He was a professional fondler, but still. What I'm saying is, though, like with Bill Cosby, like he was in everybody's house, and not only did Bill Cosby was in everybody's house, Bill Cosby was so critical of black family and black people to where, like, even when the stuff came out, black people didn't want to support him because he talked about us just as bad. Like, we wasn't doing our job as parents. So when it all came out, everybody was like, that's what you get.
Right.
And with Harvey Weinstein, I just think that maybe if he was an actor, I think it'd hit more home. But because he was just behind the scenes, you say Harvey Weinstein, nobody gonna know who the hell that is.
People do though. Jokes about him at the award show.
That's what I'm saying. But people in that industry know him. But like, if you walk up to the average person, go Harvey Weinstein, even with everything going on, they still gonna look at you like, okay. But then you say Bill Cosby, they'll be like, oh. Because everybody used to say him. You can put a face with it.
Meanwhile, Bill Cosby trying to get a loan because he's broke.
How is that even possible?
I'm just here to report it. I'm not here to defend, you know. I'm just here to report it. Bill Cosby trying to take out a $30 million loan to pay mounting legal bills.
Jesus.
And that's what I don't understand. What did it say? He didn't have enough equity. How the hell Bill Cosby don't have
enough? That's what I'm saying. Like, I'm lost.
Are you serious?
The Cosby's still on TV.
Hello?
It ain't on a lot of stations, but it's still on.
It's coming back.
I see a different world more than I see the Cosby show,
But see, this is what pisses me off, though. Because you will think that you have all this money and all this, like, you should be, like, it's stuff like this. You know you're putting pills in people's drinks. You should have a lawyer fund like stacked to the not only that, you didn't have to pay out money for settlements. Like, it's just too much. Like, and
but did you hear Harvey Weinstein? He said he blames it on the 60s and 70s, and you know, it's okay.
I'm here to say of course. But let Bill Cosby say people was doing them anyway. I was just, you know, helping it out a little bit.
And basically, Bill Cosby did say that. He did say that.
Oh,
that's kind of like what we grew up. I mean, he was giving people Quaaludes and shit. And when he said Quaaludes, he was saying like he giving people Tic Tacs or Tums or something. Like, not only
that movie
Quaaludes, he giving allergy medicine. And I'm like, my whole thing is
Quaaludes
like,
Wolf on Wall Street. That's the one I found out about Quaaludes. Wolf on Wall Street.
See,
I was like,
like we had this conversation earlier, and I'm thinking rational. Like, I don't know how you drug somebody and have sex with them or rape them. Like, I want you to want me. Like, I can't get turned on by you being passed out. Like, I don't. So, I mean, but But then again, I'm thinking rational. Like you can't possibly be thinking rational if you're out here raping people and drugging people. So I mean, I don't get it.
Right. Well, let's move on from that topic. In other news, Officer Betty Shelby of Tulsa, Oklahoma, who was acquitted in the fatal shooting of Terrence Crutcher, her record has officially been expunged.
Of course,
did you guys hear this one? Huh?
I didn't hear it, but I'm not surprised.
Let me just read the story. This first-degree manslaughter case brought against the white former Oklahoma police officer who was acquitted in the fatal shooting of an unarmed black man will be removed from her record as she asked to have it expunged, a judge ruled yesterday. But that doesn't mean no one will ever be able to read about the case again. So basically, they've removed this from her employment history, and it says the crime does not exist as far as employment application purposes going.
Because she was found not guilty. Yeah, I mean, no, that's the law.
So you gonna remove it from her record completely?
Yeah. They
do that for black folks?
No, they don't. Because the only I'm gonna tell you this. I'm gonna tell you this. I know for a fact. I've known people who went down there. We don't do that though. We don't have the common sense to do that. A lot of us would just take all we got off. We fine. But you can literally anything that's filed against you that you're not found guilty of that's on your record, you can get it expunged. We don't know that though. We don't know the law. She playing the system. It's set up for them. I'm not surprised. Like that's what they do. The whole system is geared towards them.
Well, she's literally already back to work in Tulsa.
Of course.
She been getting money anyway, even if she wasn't working for it. Pretty sure they're still giving her money.
And again, that's the difference between us and them. I guarantee you, if she would have got found guilty, got fired or something, they still would have been somebody would have been paying her bills, giving her money. We don't stick together like that. Ain't nobody gonna fund us. Ain't nobody gonna get like Darren Wilson. They had like a $2 million fund for this guy when he lost his job. He's never gonna work again. But he's never not gonna want for money because them white people gonna keep supporting. We don't do that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We don't stick together like that.
We don't give each other second and third chances unless it's your no good baby daddy, baby mama. But when it comes to actually supporting the community and helping people, we don't.
I don't want to say everybody don't do that, but like we don't stick together the way we if we stuck together the way they stuck together, we own the world. Period.
Like, you're right, it ain't like clockwork. It ain't continuous.
Nope.
Well, we think it's great.
I think it's coming around. I think we're starting to learn, honestly. I think we do. I think we are.
With Trump in the office.
I've done
it. Yeah, with Trump in the office, everybody's waking up now.
Oh, my gosh. Speaking of Trump, let me go ahead and bring it around to Trump.
Bring it.
In other news, your president screws up one of the things that I believe he should have to get right as head of the armed services of this country. Weeks after her husband was killed in action in Niger, the widow of Sergeant David Johnson says she is still seeking answers to two questions that haunt her. Why couldn't the president remember her husband's name during a condolence call? And why was her family not provided with the details surrounding her husband's death? Now, this woman, let's pause for a second. I had to really go back and remember, did this happen this week, last week? When did this happen?
Monday.
So much stuff has happened that we forget what happened on Monday, fooling with this man, messing with folks' lives. This happened Monday. How much crap happened since Monday?
It's like five stories a day. Every time he opened his mouth, I can tell you like clockwork. And I always tell you, like, every time he opened his mouth to contradict something, do something stupid, somebody leaks something. It never fails because they don't want him in there. Every time he says something, it pisses people off so much. Like, okay, so you're going to keep talking, let us leak that. They leak five stories a day. I've never seen nothing like it.
When they questioned him about this woman on Monday, when he literally sat there with his arms crossed, my two-year-old acted, if not worse, I have nothing to say. I did not say those things on the call. I have nothing. Like, what the heck?
It's a diversion tactic. Of course, when something's really outraged, they're like, all right, let me go ahead and bust out a few other stories. Then you probably won't be as mad as the other one.
And I'm going to tell you how stupid he is. He could kill so many stories by just saying, okay, I apologize, I made a mistake, and be done with it. But he's so stupid and so naive. Like, the dude ego is big as a damn Pacific Ocean. Like, he will make something drag on unnecessarily just because, I mean, I don't know. It's just like, it's stupid to me. Like, a lot of these stories will not drag on this long, but he'd make it 10 times worse than it already is because he's an idiot.
Well, you know, it's something about black women that just riles him up.
It's something about black people. It ain't just black women.
But he got they have a problem with black women. He really goes after black women in the media.
And do you know why that is? Because they know black women run the world. Like, they can't handle strong women. They can't. And they feel like not only they don't like women. They don't, especially if you know they drag white women through the mud. What do you think they're gonna do with, like, with a black woman? They like you really talking to me like that? Like, they don't know how to handle that.
Right. Speaking of which, just breaking news right now: Robert Mueller is filing criminal charges, or indicting somebody. It's sealed right now. You know, it's coming out Monday, so it's about to go down.
I hope it's Flynn.
Somebody snitching. But let's talk about it on the back end of this commercial. You're listening to Rogue Nation Radio on the African American Talk Radio Show. We'll be right back
after these messages.
Hello, my name is Jimmy Davies, and I'm the owner of the Every.Black family of websites. After nearly 30 years of computer experience, I spent over 2 years developing a series of websites that helps African Americans become successful in the information age, in their businesses, and in their careers. We support our members by highlighting them in a weekly email announcement. We create a monthly directory where every member has a full-page display. And this directory is available on any of our websites as a free download. One of the largest advantages of joining the Every.Black family is the ability to network with all of the other members. Members are doing business with one another every day. It's only $99.99 a year or $9.99 a month. You can't beat the price. On top of that, we have also partnered with the Truth Network to provide a 10% discount for anyone joining and using the discount code of TRUTH, T-R-U-T-H, when signing up. On top of that, we are also donating an additional 10% to a nonprofit. For less than $10 a month or $100 a year, it's an absolute no-brainer. To see all of our websites, go to every.black and click on the Join button. That's every.black. Or if you're an entrepreneur, go to everyblackentrepreneur.com. Click on the sign up button and join today. You can reach us at 919-265-8045. That's 919-265-8045. Or email me at Jimmy, J-I-M-M-Y, at every, E-V-E-R-Y, dot black, B-L-A-C-K. We hope to hear from you soon. Sign up today and become a part of the Every.Black family of websites.
Welcome back to the African American Talk Radio Show. You're listening to Rogue Nation Radio. Let me bring my panel back in. Hi, Julia, and Shante. How y'all doing?
Hey.
Good.
Barely.
Hey, Zach. So before we went to break, we were talking about the charges being filed, and that are, I didn't know how all this stuff works now, but it's leaked right now, or no, sealed right now, and it's supposed to be leaked Monday. And I guess, I'm thinking it's going to be Michael Flynn. Have y'all seen it?
I don't know which one. I don't know who it is. I hope it's Flynn. And the only reason I say I hope it's Flynn is because it's more connected to the campaign. If it's Manafort, they can try to throw it off and act like he wasn't really part of the campaign. But if it's Flynn, he was actually in the administration, so I hope it sticks. But
him or Manafort.
It might be both. It could be both.
It is going down. I can't wait. I cannot wait. I just want to see them squirm. In other news, the governor of Puerto Rico is asking for an investigation into this tiny, tiny, tiny two-year-old company called Whitefish that was in charge, or no, given the contract by FEMA, $300 million to restore power to Puerto Rico. I'm sorry, it was given to them by FEMA. And as of right now, 5 weeks into this, Puerto Rico is still 75% without power. They still do not have water. They're drinking out of these streams and EPA sites. And now Whitefish is threatening to pull out altogether.
And shouldn't have been given in the first place.
It says the energy company is from Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke's Montana hometown. They want
that's not a coincidence. Are you serious? Are these people that stupid?
Baby, they got their $300 million, and now they think they're talking about pulling out.
They're going to have to because of the conflict of interest already. Like, you from Montana. You from Montana. And they're just like, we've been from St. Louis. And then all of a sudden, we run the government. Then all the contracts from St. Louis just start getting all the contracts. Like, that ain't no coincidence. Are you serious? Who's that stupid?
But who's letting this go on? They
no,
do
it's,
this?
It's the Trump administration. Anything goes. It's like a free fall. It's like catch a girl, get a girl. Like, everybody get in the field. Like,
oh,
I don't understand.
Catch a girl, get a girl.
Like, this is crazy. Like, how is these people that stupid?
And how is this company that's only been open for 2 years? So what do they know
and
about putting back together, putting a whole island
okay, but
back
I bet,
together?
I bet money that he has. Like he had some type of ties or some type of stock in this company. I bet money he do.
Of course.
It was only like two people on the ground a week after the storm from Whitefish.
It was only like two people in the whole office, period.
Right. And it like, look, they thought wasn't nobody going to catch on. They were just like, oh, they getting help, cool. Like, no, we watching. We see what you're doing. You bull.
And see, that's the thing. Like, they don't understand. Everybody who's in the Trump administration, clearly they don't understand. Like, everything they do is being scrutinized because everybody wants them going. Everybody gunning for their throat. I thought Obama had it bad. But the thing about Obama is they were so pissed off because they could never get nothing on them. This dude giving you something every day. So every chance they get, people is going for the throat because they want to see him squirm. They want him out of there. Like, I've never seen nothing like it.
Every single day is something else. That's why nobody remembers what happened last week. We don't even know what we was outraged about last week because we didn't got 10 more shiny objects in front of our faces. So if you ain't part of, as the new kids say, the woke community or looking for this crap every week, you gonna forget and be on to the next thing. This is ridiculous. Please tell me on one hand how many scandals Obama had. Let's go back to this Niger incident. Nobody, this woman still haven't even seen the remains of her husband.
You can't even say for granted though, so anybody was in the box.
That's what she said.
Like, what can you say? Then you're going to say he can't have a, like, they probably, she can go as far as say they probably never even found his body.
Hey,
like,
you
can literally
so,
say that.
What they
we have no, I personally feel like we have no business in the white man's army. That's my personal opinion.
No, I do. But what is it, 75% of the white man's army is still with people of color?
Right.
Yeah. Stop sending your babies to the freaking military. I'm not doing it. I'm trying my best not to shut it down. Shut it down. All right, so let's go over to, I'm going to go back to something funny, but I forgot one more thing I wanted to discuss tonight. Lifetime is putting out a new movie on the Flint water crisis. Have you guys seen the trailer for this?
I didn't see the trailer.
Ooh, that Lifetime movie with Jill Scott and Queen Latifah. I was crying watching the trailer. What, it come out on the 28th, don't it? Tomorrow. It come on tomorrow, I think.
Is it tomorrow? Yeah, I can't.
Yeah, it come on tomorrow.
I can't. Yes, it needs, because we need to put a whole other light on this. It's been how many years? 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
I want to say five.
And it's still. And
it's still
going.
Like, and see, that's what I don't understand. Like, this
I thought Puerto
Rico
going to be without lights for, like, the next seven, shoot.
And see, this is the only thing that pissed me off about Obama. It's like he walked that line so tough because he didn't want to get in the reason. Like, this dude Trump can get in here and sign all type of executive orders for all type of bullshit. Obama should have signed an executive order to where everything shut it down until they got, until the people got the water fixed. Like, everything should have shut down. Like, if this dude can sign an executive order to stop people from using blue ink pens, like, why come you can't sign a regular executive order to get them water? Like, everything should have stopped. That should have been his main priority. Like, everything should have stopped. To me, personally, that's how I feel.
Hey, he blames it on them. Well, they shouldn't have had their butt in the middle of the ocean. You know, I mean, we're dealing with big, big water here, folks.
Like, that's what,
I'm going to start talking like he does every day.
He said they're surrounded by big water.
Wonderful.
Like, what the hell is big water?
Everything's
like,
going terrific.
Right, big water. Like, like, if you say awesome or perfect or great, like, everything.
Terrific.
Like, yeah, it's going to be the best.
Terrific.
It's going to be the best tax cut ever in the world. Super tax cuts. It's going to be ginormous. Like, what?
I swear, I'm going to start talking like he did. So let's take it to some hilarious, gossip, funny news. So I know folks don't want to admit they watch Love and Hip Hop. You know, it's kind of like that thing you don't want to let your friends know that you watch. But, honey, Hazel Eden lost her mind. This young man has... What did he do? He got fired from Love and Hip Hop, child. For, he said black women was what? Monkey.
Is that a he or she?
I don't know. That's what I'm saying. You let me know.
I don't know what that is. Like,
I think I kept saying
she
young
looked,
man.
She looked plastic to me. Like, she looked fake.
Oh,
I can't deal with either one of y'all.
Like, I can't take it. But, like, I don't understand. Like, how your whole body fake? Like, everything fake. Like, I'm telling you, bro, it's a proven fact that men will lay and screw anything because how's your whole body fake, bro? Like, I don't understand. Like, everything's fake. Like, it makes no sense to me. Like, who's attracted to that?
Tamar and Vince getting a divorce?
I knew that was coming.
I would have never guessed.
No,
it
I thought, well, dude, she
I
only,
thought it was coming for TV.
No,
I never thought that it would happen in real life.
Bruh,
but
she only
really insecure
she
in
only,
real life.
But she only married him because he had money, dude. That dude was.
Well, we know that.
But that's
how
saying.
It looks.
Okay, but that's what I'm saying. You can't. How can you build anything based on that? Then you knew. I knew it was a matter of time. I told everybody. I said, soon he stopped making money, his career take a downturn. She's out of here. I've been
Sony? I can't remember which big company is suing him. Sony, I think Sony
yeah,
is somebody else suing
money.
Him.
He was getting money for orders and didn't bring no orders.
And did you see the stuff on the Breakfast Club where she was like, that's his money, oh, that's his business?
Yeah,
exactly. I thought that was shady as hell.
Out of here.
Woo!
Like, bro, I told everybody, I said, when he had Lady Gaga, he was doing all that money, everything was hunky-dory. Soon as he stopped making money, she's out of here, bro. Everybody knew that. If you didn't know, you're a damn fool. But you cannot build nothing without no foundation.
I think it's a little messed up. She ain't trying to help him financially, even though I get what she's saying. Girl, like, you would be nobody if it wasn't for Vincent D. Herbert, like she calls him. Why is she, like, she's just really playing him to the left? I wonder what happened. Because
it never, dude, it was all about status and money. That was it. You can look at this dude and looking at him make my stomach hurt. So I already know. Like, dude,
he looked like he got him a side bitch or two. You know how y'all do once y'all get all that mullah.
Now he looked like a skinny retarded mom.
Oh my
god. He looked like he got down. He looked down. He looked down.
Anyway, Rihanna brought in a cool $72 million thanks to Fenty Beauty, honey. Where Kylie at now? Where is Kylie Cosmetics?
I thought we're getting pregnant by a black man. Nah, man.
Girl, that's the power of the black dollar. I'm going to need y'all to pay attention. The power of the black dollar. Damn all that talk. What you going to do? Who you going to spend your money with? You better go to buyblack.com. Shoot.
Baby.
Make folks pay attention. I mean, they really don't give a damn who you vote for. They care. Where your green going? That's all I'm trying to say. I think, I'm trying to see if we need another break. I can't remember. Go ahead and talk. We didn't hear too many subjects tonight.
Girl, is it time? I think it's time.
I just want to thank all the midgets in the world.
God.
All the midgets, I love you.
Cut his mic off.
All the midgets need love too. So I'm gonna start a support group for midgets.
Anyway, what did Gabrielle Union say? She gave advice to Dwayne Wade's sons. Watch out for white girls and Cubans in Miami. Is this racist or good advice?
Good advice.
You know, you off.
Good advice.
I'm okay, Ike.
Good advice.
Oh my God.
Because I'm telling you, white women, they prey on
Why are you saying that like you just had one last week though? You angry, bro?
It's been like a week and a half, but
right.
Still. I'm just saying. I'm telling you.
What's going on in NBA? Ain't nobody nailed yet.
Someone was singing the national anthem during she kneeled at a Washington Wizards game.
That was it?
Yeah, that was it.
They not wearing no shirts, no nothing?
Nah.
Huh.
They stop you when you're wearing a shirt like they did that singer Seven Streeter. She was supposed to perform like some months back, and they let her go on because of the shirt that she had.
Sure did.
Yeah.
Sure did. Nobody said a word. Nobody said a word. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my Lord. I forgot about this article I seen earlier today. So did you guys see this? ICE agents detained a 10-year-old girl with cerebral palsy after surgery. They sat outside the hospital and waited on her to have the surgery.
No, they sat outside the hospital room, the operating room.
Are you serious?
Oh,
they sat outside the hospital. They sat outside her room while she was having surgery. As soon as they cleared her for that, she was done with surgery and she was stable, they took her.
Oh my gosh.
And they're holding her in the facility right now. They're holding her in the detention center right now, finna send her back to wherever she came from.
That's crazy.
Oh,
and the mom was saying that she fears that she's going to open up her wounds because she doesn't know anybody. And she's just waking up saying, where's mom? Where's mom? Honey, there is a cold place in hell for this damn administration. This is sick. It's sick, but I can't keep saying it's sick because it keeps getting sicker as the days go by. Like, I'm not surprised. I can't be surprised anymore.
I sure can, bro. Like, I'm surprised when something don't happen. I'm like, damn, it nothing happened yet.
Bro, but Obama and what's the previous attorney general name?
Holder.
They coming out to do some stuff together, and I'm so excited because I think they're going to do what I really, really low-key wanted them to do. And I think they're going to get together and do it. They're going to have to do something, and we're going to have to put these votes together and get people excited. Nobody's going to listen, even though for my crowd that don't even believe in voting. Representation matters. We got to start somewhere. So for those that do like to vote, we got to get your butts out and vote and do something. And we're going to have to start like we did 9 years ago when we was trying to get Barack in. That's the only way folks is going to pay attention.
But I agree with that 157%. But we got to have people that we're motivated by or that we're enthusiastic about. Like, a lot of these people getting out here, like, I didn't care for Hillary, but I voted for her.
Did.
I didn't care for Bernie Sanders because everything he was saying was doing was too over the top, and none of it was going to work. I knew it. And it's like, until we get somebody that we can get behind, I don't think the enthusiasm is going to be there. But we need somebody like the Kamala Harris from California,
I
need her and Joe Biden.
Swear to God, I think that's gonna happen.
That will be so dope.
And I'm kind of feeling Cory Booker. He's just not passionate and strong enough.
And he look a little meek and mild.
Yeah, he like Diet Coke, bro. Like, he's not strong.
I don't know if he got enough pumps.
That's what I'm saying. I need him to go to a barbecue.
He's
and
looking real
turn up.
Canish to me, like,
yeah.
I need that, brother.
Yeah, I need him to put a little turn up in him.
I don't know. Yeah, we.
I think we lost
our
hope, though. I think we lost our hope. I think that's why.
Barack had to come back up. Him and Eric Holder putting that organization together. I think they had to come out and let people know, hey, we gonna, because they have to. Like, you can, like,
thing,
really, Barack. The last thing Barack said was, "I think we're gonna be okay." And at that moment, I agree with him. I was like, "Yeah, I'm tweeting. Everybody, chill out. Everybody freaking out." And at that point in time, I honestly did believe that we would be okay.
I thought we was gonna be okay too.
To
the first day in office, I'm panicking right now.
Exactly.
Crap, like what?
I have nightmares every night.
And then I had to realize, white folks for the last 8 years are like, oh my God, those progressive.
But see, and see, that's what makes it even worse, because we have anxiety, bro, from everyday life. from, you know, we got to go get food, we got this and that. Now every time you turn on the news, the world on fire, like everything is burning down. Like, you can't even focus on going to work because you got to worry about it working. You finna get nuked. Like,
every day.
Oh, never been this bad. Like,
why are we showing so much force in the Korean Peninsula right now? You got 3 or 4 or 5 ships over there. Like, this man, like, okay, you're trying to give, like, what? You're trying?
And see, that's what I'm saying.
You're trying to.
Like, we're not necessarily going
to
be affected because they're not going to get a chance to shoot that that's going to reach her. But South Korea.
I don't
Korea,
believe that, though. How do you know that? Because they said so?
Dude, listen to me.
Bruh.
I'm telling you right now.
I ain't believing nothing they said.
They don't even have a missile that can reach.
I don't believe that. And how
okay.
do you know that?
Okay,
but
we don't know that. But I'm telling you, the establishment. They will nuke that. They will nuke the whole peninsula before they let some get over here. I'm
including
telling you.
Nuking our asses too.
They can't nuke us. We're nuking them.
How you? Bro.
Okay.
So tell me how a nuke works. It only goes to a certain area, but we don't know that.
I'm telling you, they won't get a chance before they're gonna shoot it down before we get that.
You better hope so.
Yeah, I guess I'm hoping.
I don't believe.
Right.
All right. Well, panel guys, I think we're over our time. I do want to thank you guys for joining me tonight. I want to thank all the audience. Thank you for joining us and listening to Rogue Nation Radio. We'll see you next week, same time, same place. I am your host, Charlie Rogue. This is Rogue Nation Radio, and you're listening to the African American Talk Radio Show on Truth Network. See you next week, guys.
Hi, this is Bishop Michael Beck Sr., the business bishop, CEO of Truth Radio and Television Network. We're a streaming broadcast station bringing tools to take you to the next level with mission-driven messages, best in entertainment, advice, resources from some of the most influential businesses, ministries, and relationship, as well as personal development leaders in the world. Inspiring everyday people with a true passion for love, life, business, and what they do best. If you'd like to take what you do to the next level, your exposure is based upon your expansion. Your expansion is based upon your exposure. What we'd like to do is to help you get to the next level. If you'd like to partner with us, if you've enjoyed the program that you're now listening to, give us a call at 818-280-8198. 818-280-8198. If you have something that you'd like to share with the world, give me a call, 818-280-8198. Remember, truth crushed to earth will rise again.
They call a black boy stupid and the white boy loved it. White boy corporate, black boy hustling. White boys are honest, black boys you shouldn't trust them. White boy got his wish, black boys they give us nothing. Black boy got it hard, white boy think he God. White boy got nigger jokes, but that's where the line is drawn. White boy snitch, black boy ain't involved. Black boy live in the ghetto, white boy live a facade. Black boy rapper, him got swagger in his chain hang. White boy love his kids and faithful to his main thing.